Welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Guide video cast and podcast show. And it's great to have all our listeners and viewers here. Thanks very much for watching and listening. I thought I would do a quick start with a 14-day weather report so you can see exactly what's happening. If the excitement for going to Orlando and you can't wait and it's building up, one of the first things you want to know is, what is the weather going to be like when you get there? So let's have a look, shall we? Our 14-day report, that's from August the 28th to September the 10th. My goodness me, you're in for some fun. It's going to be thunderstorms pretty much for 2 weeks. Well, actually, no, the last couple of days, sunshine and with a bit of cloud. But I think most days that you sit in the next 2 weeks, it is simply going to be thunderstorms, potentially with a bit of rain and a bit of sunshine. But it's going to feel pretty warm. In fact, they're saying here it's going to feel like 42 degrees if you're going on the 28th, which is tomorrow, which is actually by the time this comes out, it will be on the same day. It's very humid, and even the nighttime temperatures are pretty high. Let's have a look at that for you. The average nighttime temperature is 24 degrees thereabouts for the next 14 days. And the average temperature during the day is round about 32 and 34 degrees as a maximum, which is pretty hot. So, are you ready to have the best time in Orlando? Well, let's get on with today's show. Now, as you can see here in the background, we have a picture of Orlando International Airport. It's big, it's vast, and it's usually pretty warm. There's maybe a lack of air conditioning for some people might find it a little bit difficult. Now, one of the first things, especially if you're traveling in a family and you have children who have maybe who need car seats, one of the things you might want to consider if you don't have too much luggage to carry is to actually bring your own car seats with you. You can save maybe about £100 to £150 on your car hire by doing so, and especially with the poor exchange rate at the moment, that will simply add up. In fact, it could be even nearer £200 to get car seats if you're going for 2 weeks. We've done that on a number of occasions. It can be tricky just depending on the size. Certainly if you need booster seats, I definitely recommend just get your own ones. There's no point taking using it from the hire car centre because they'll charge you quite a bit of money and you're just throwing your money away. Get ready when you get through this massive airport. It does take a little bit of getting used to. It can take a while. You may have thought, I've just landed in Orlando and my holiday has started. But be prepared for queues at the visa department, queues at the rental department when you get your hire car, or if you're just obviously heading off, it might be a little bit easier if you're getting a taxi or a bus. When you do get to your car, if it's a rental car, that normally is outside of the main terminal building, so there's a little bit of walking to get used to, or you can go on escalators to get to your car rental site. But just, if I were you, I would take your time, make sure you drink plenty because it can be pretty warm and you've just come off a nice air-conditioned plane to get into what is basically a glass building which holds all the heat. But you want to get out of there as quickly as you can. Now, I would recommend looking where you are going to be living, whether it be in Kissimmee or in Orlando itself, before you actually set off. Just so that you've got an idea of landmarks and an idea of how to actually get there. Most people use the South Motorway when you exit the airport, and that takes you towards Kissimmee, and you can get to Orlando that way, but it's a bit of a kind of a round trip. So you need to know where you're going. Obviously, planning makes a lot of sense so that you can get there much quicker, especially if you're arriving at night. It can be a little bit difficult getting used to some of the American signs for coming off motorways and things like that. So we're going to have a look and give you a few tips right now. Now, you will find all of the tips and details that you need to make the most of your Orlando holiday in my guide, and you can still get the first edition. I've got a few copies left, but they're selling fast. If you want a printed copy, it's just £5.50, and that includes shipping to UK addresses or the UK mainland. If it's to go abroad, it's normally an extra £1.50. But you can go to my website, which is just hughhattrick.com. You'll see on the front page, as you can see here, you just go to click, get a copy of Hattrick's Orlando Guide, and it will come through any second now. Look how fast countryside internet is. There we go. Here we are. You can download it. If you're on Amazon, you can get it on Kindle. You can get it as an iBook, or you can get a printed copy. Simply add cart and then proceed to the basket and it will take you to PayPal where you can use credit card, debit card, or PayPal, and you can see what's you can look forward to and all of the information that is in the guide, which is 52 pages of essential information. But look, here are some of the things we talk about. And we mention all the different places you can go and see. There's Legoland, there's SeaWorld, and of course Disney as well. But why don't go and see let's see, why don't go and see a basketball game or something that's going to be absolutely memorable? Look at that. You've got the Orlando Magic. There's lots of different basketball teams and matches that you can go and see. There's just so many things to go and do. And if we come down here, I will show you one of the best pictures, eh, that you'll ever get. Here we are. Of course, the fireworks at Disney. Who would want to miss that? They are spectacular. And for many places, you can actually, if you're living on at Kissimmee at the or the 192, you can actually, there's places where you can see them, and you don't actually have to go to Disney to actually do that. You can see them from the roadside, or if you're at Westgate, that was one of the advantages, one of the few advantages of living at Westgate. When we were there last year, was that you could actually see the fireworks quite clearly from the apartment blocks. But there's so much to do and so much to see. Let's get on to the most exciting points of Orlando in our quick top five rundown. Now, this is a kind of look at some of the things you can do besides seeing all the theme parks. Maybe you might want to relax. Remember, it is pretty hot and humid, so maybe walking later on in the day when things start to cool down, or perhaps first thing in the morning, you might find it a bit more kind of relaxing than being packed in a huge queue at the theme parks. So you could go around the Tibet Butler Nature Preserve. It's on 440 acres of a nature preserve, and it allows visitors to take a glimpse into the natural scenery of Florida. You can escape the crowds and intense heat of the afternoon sun for a relaxing and shady walk through this quiet preserve. The peaceful lake views of Lake Tibet Butler, along with beautiful flatwoods and wetlands, provide the perfect setting for a scenic stroll. I have to admit, if I was in Florida at the moment, that's where I would be heading. Somewhere nice, somewhere peaceful, and somewhere where it's not going to be quite as busy. Let's have a look. Look at that. Nice kind of forests and quiet roads, dirt track roads where you can have a lovely walk. Ah, you could have dinner at a fun themed restaurant. Yep, as you know, in Orlando, there are simply hundreds of thousands almost of different types of restaurants. You have here, you have an Irish pub, for example, but there's so many, there's English pubs. I'm sure there's probably Scottish pubs too. I've not actually been to one, but it makes it, something a bit different as well. I would always recommend things like Golden Corral for a laugh. If you just want a really cheap and massive buffet, it's a great place to go. And if you want a really good Chinese and Japanese food, go to the Aishiban, which is on the 192, very near Celebration, just a couple of miles from Celebration. It's one of the best Chinese and Japanese restaurant buffets I've ever been to, and there's great deals on it too. Plus, if you want a free lunch, get the app or register on the Golden Corral website for the app. And when it's your birthday, if you happen to be traveling and it's your birthday, they will actually give you a free meal. All you need to do is take somebody else with you, another adult, and you will get a free lunch. That's what they were doing for me when I was there last year, and it was rather nice. So it's a nice thing to have as well. Saves you a bit of money. Now, if I've been here, this is the Lava Lounge at Disney Springs. It's lovely, actually. It's really, really good. And you can get all sorts of food. It's quite, it's a real proper themed restaurant. Lots of fun. You've got the nice lakes there, and it's quite airy. You can sit outside, and once you've had a nice meal, you can do shopping. It's very, very good for getting all the kind of toys that maybe are harder to get in the theme parks without having to wait in all the queues. There's thousands of shops, or sorry, thousands of items in the shops there that you can get, and there's some fantastic deals in there too that are actually cheaper than you would think. Now, if you like the blues, how about the House of the Blues? And this is on Universal City Walk. And you've got things like Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, the Hard Rock Cafe, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, and NBA City. And the thing is, you get entertainment with many of these restaurants and things too. So you can hear lots of lovely music, dancing, and all sorts of entertainment, which can certainly get something a bit different than just simply being in the theme park all day. It gives a different hint as to what Florida has to offer as well. Now, if you want a fun packed day, which is slightly different than your normal theme park, then you need to get to Andretti Indoor Karting and Games. It's or what they call Orlando's most unique and entertainment destination. You've got go-karting, you've got arcades, you've got rope swings and all sorts of things like that. laser tag, racing simulators. I'm a big fan of racing simulators. Plus XD dark ride and boutique bowling, 12 custom lanes. And then you've got a restaurant as well, Hollowgate, which is for Hollow games and all that kind of stuff. And it does birthday parties and all sorts of things. But let's have a look at the go-karting and see what that is like, because a lot of people like to do go-karting when they're on holiday, especially when they're in Orlando. So you can see here, oh, it's countryside internet again. Oh, no, here we are. There you are. You've got electric carts. It's lots of fun. It's very, very exciting. And I think this would be a great family day out. And there's all sorts of deals. It's worth looking at when you go into the Andretti website, Andretti Indoor Karting. Just look it up on Google and it will come up on there. You'll get lots of deals that you can do, special purchases that you can get on the day. And it's well worth sometimes to be signing up for any kind of memberships just so that you can get a better deal on the day. But if you love go-karting and lots of kind of entertainment, bowling, all that kind of stuff, this is, it's quite a new centre and it's well worth turning, you know, going to visit. Might even be worth phoning them up just to make sure that they have space available. But they have the latest electric carts, as we can see here on the screen. It's fast. It's also, you don't get the petrol fumes, which is much better, so you don't come back stinking of fuel. And you might just win a race and have some fun trying. So there you are. That's something maybe you wouldn't normally have a look at, but Andretti Karting and indoor karting and games is definitely worth a trip to. It's fantastic. It's on International Drive, so it's very, very easy to get to. And it's probably air conditioned in there, I would expect. So it might be a little bit cooler than being outside in the sun in what at the moment is going to be a very, very period of hot weather and thundery weather in Orlando over the next couple of weeks. Now remember, we have our own Hattricks Orlando Guide YouTube channel, which has our adverts and more information and all our videos that we've been doing so far, along with some of our podcasts as well. We've done with Flavio Morrissey and with Kath from Blixen Travel, and also with Stephen Bird that we did. That was a wee bit earlier on in the year, but we have all of our details on there. You can find them under Hattricks Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast, or the videos. And we're doing more videos pretty much every week. We're trying to do more and more to make sure that you get the answers you need and you get the best information about how to make the most of your Orlando holiday. But one of the things that we are doing as well just now is to say, if you have a video that you would like to perhaps put on to this video show, you can simply send it in to us. You can email it to us at info@hughhattrick.com, and we'll do our best to put it in the video. If it's a clip perhaps of a theme park or something that you've really enjoyed, we would absolutely love to be able to share that fun with you, and to put it on the video too. And you never know, every month we're giving away a free copy of our Orlando Holiday Guide to the best videos that have been given to us, and we'll do our best to use them. So if you want to put one of your videos in one of our video shows, then get in touch. It's info@hughhattrick.com, and you could be on TV, or certainly you can have one of your videos on our channel, which would be fantastic. Now remember, the guide gives you all the information you need. 52 pages. It's only $3.99, by the way, on Amazon or iBooks, so it's even cheaper on the internet. And if you want a printed copy, it's just £5.50. But there's lots of information. It's funny. It's got lots of great facts, things to do when you're not at the theme parks, and also some of the secrets of making the most of the theme parks too, like getting there early, planning times, the best times to eat, try and avoid the big queues, things like that. Don't, you know, eat your food when other people aren't. And then it means that the restaurants will be a lot quieter. But there's all sorts of top tips in there that will make your holiday go so much better. So there you have it. It's Hattricks Orlando Holiday Guide, videocast and podcast. We'll be back next week. Remember, it's going to be hot. You'll need plenty of sun cream. Drink plenty of water. It's nearly 34 degrees over in Orlando. Don't come back as a lobster. And we'll see you next week. Bye just now.